Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Well, hey, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. Adventure continues, and on this week's show, I'm so happy to take you perhaps to another part of the world that you've never encountered before. But before we go on that little adventure, I just want to thank you again for recent feedback and for the nice things that you've had to say about our most recent episodes. We're well into November now, and so the temperatures are cooling, and it's the perfect time to start thinking about how we stay warm. And so this week's guest is going to help us to do that, but in a way that helps bless and grace another part of our world, and actually our own worlds too, through some really great coffee. Today on the show, we're really happy to have Aaron Mackey from Catholic Relief Services, CRS. Aaron manages digital content and external partnerships for Catholic Relief Services Ethical Trade Program based in Baltimore, Maryland. CRS is the official international humanitarian agency of the Catholic community in the United States, and I'm so happy to welcome to the show, Aaron Mackey. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a real treat. And you know that I am a huge fan of Catholic Relief Services. I have been for quite some time, and my work with CRS and my fangirlness of CRS continues to grow over the years. So I'm so happy to have you on today. But I always like to ask my friends who come onto the podcast for the first time just to tell us a little bit more about your story, about Aaron's story.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been here at CRS for just about 6 years. And as a kid growing up, my family moved around quite a bit. And I really became interested in high school and in college on business, but also how business could be used as a force for good. And I also grew up in a Catholic family and just really thought that there'd be a way for me to live out my Catholic values through what I did day to day and through my purchases. So I went to school and I studied business, but I also studied a lot of philosophy and theology classes, and left school really determined to find a way to mold the two together. And I landed here at CRS, and it's been just this incredible journey, really learning more about the people that produce these products that I'm buying every day, about the larger global marketplace, and really how all of this is so intricately tied to my faith. It's been such an incredible journey, and I feel like I've only just started. There's so much more to learn. So I'm so happy to be here to talk to you today more about that and
it's
how that's
kind
of transpired here at CRS.
And yeah, Aaron, yeah. Just personally, where do you mind telling us where you went to school?
I went to St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia.
Oh, awesome. And are you originally kind of like an East Coast person?
So I have a lot of family on the East Coast, kind of from Massachusetts down to Virginia. But my parents are in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we kind of moved around all east of the Mississippi. So everywhere from Memphis, Tennessee to up outside of Boston, and landed in Philadelphia for college. So, and now Baltimore's home. So kind of all over the place.
And how long have you been at CRS? Yeah.
Just about 6 years.
Wow. Yes. I didn't realize that was that long. That's amazing. And the whole time in the department that you're working in now?
Yeah. Yep. So I've been in our church engagement division for that whole time. And then just in the last 4 years or so, been primarily working on our fair trade and now ethical trade programming.
So let's take a little step backwards. And, you know, I love CRS and am very well acquainted with it, but I know that probably some of our listeners aren't. So how do you kind of talk to people who maybe aren't even Catholic about the work that CRS does?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So as you mentioned at the beginning, CRS is the official international humanitarian agency of the Catholic community in the U.S. So what that means is we help to assist the poor and suffering all around the world without regard to race, religion, or nationality. We're really serving the most vulnerable. We work in over 100 countries, assisting during emergencies, helping with everything from agriculture to different things like maternal health. So really, we have a vast, expansive network of people that we work with, partners on the ground, really to assist all of our brothers and sisters around the world with that. Here in the United States, we help Catholics and others of goodwill to live in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. And we do that through a variety of programs, ethical trade being one of those programs that we offer to Catholics and others to engage in our work in this way. And our ethical trade program really focuses on helping people understand the importance of where our products come from, who makes them, how it's impacting the environment, how it's impacting our lives. Is it a want or is it a need? Really kind of taking this holistic approach in terms of our purchasing decisions and really being intentional with how we consume.
So in terms of the scope of operations, CRS continues to evolve. Approximately how many people work at CRS worldwide?
I think we're just at about 5,000 or so, maybe a little bit more. And then here we have a pretty large office here in Baltimore, Maryland. It's where kind of central hub, our international headquarters. So we have trainings. This is kind of where everyone has to come through for anything.
I've had the great joy of going to Mass in the chapel there a few years back. And in 2014 was my first chance to travel with CRS. And I received the Egan Fellowship and traveled to Rwanda to see your work over there. And taking that trip, I actually went through the offices there and had a really wonderful visit to get oriented to the work. And I've just been in love with it ever since then. And you've had some changes in leadership. A lot of us were very acquainted with Dr. Wu, Carolyn Wu, and now you have a new CEO at the helm.
Yeah, we do. So Sean Callahan has been with the agency for, I think just shy of 30 years. So an incredible leader. He is so devoted to his staff and just seamlessly was able to step in after Carolyn's departure about 2 years ago. So we're so excited to have him and his leadership. And like you said, also CRS is just a really special place to be. And if anyone's ever in Baltimore and wants to look us up, we'd be delighted to have visitors and show them the chapel, and just a really, really special place to learn about the work.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about ethical trade for a few moments. So you mentioned your personal studies in business and philosophy and theology, and it seems to me that ethical trade probably avails itself of all of those skills, because most definitely this is business, but it's also good-hearted business. So tell us a little bit more again about kind of the concept of ethical trade and where that concept came from.
Yeah, of course. So for a long time, CRS worked primarily with fair trade organizations and the fair trade movement. A lot of people might be familiar with that term. Ethical trade, it goes a little bit beyond fair trade. So not only are we making sure that there are transparent supply chains, that people are being paid fairly, that there's no child labor, that the environment's being cared for, but we really look beyond that, again, like a holistic approach. And ethical trade encompasses not only fair trade, but all of these other business models that also are seeking to do good in the world. So people might have heard of direct trade or social enterprises. ethical trade is kind of this umbrella of all these different business models in which trade is transparent, trading is being done ethically. And that's kind of how we evolved our program over the last couple of years. For many years, we were CRS Fairtrade, as some people might know. And we looked at what was evolving in the marketplace, in the industry, and we wanted to be able to talk about other forms of business, not just Fairtrade. And so we did a rebrand and have really been focusing on ethical trade in all its forms, from sustainability to shopping consciously to living intentionally. We really believe it is this approach that can be adapted to so many different parts of our lives. And in doing so, we were able to also bring on a number of different companies to work with. So we have an awesome shopping guide on our website. It includes over 20 companies now from across the United States. All of these companies, we vet them. We make sure that they are caring for the environment and their business practices, that the workers are being treated fairly, and that the local communities are also being supported. And then we go a step further to actually double check to see if they're being audited by a third party, and then to also make sure that they're not doing anything that would go against our belief as Catholics. So really comprehensive, and we're really proud of this service that we're providing. And they're really wonderful companies, everything from dresses and shoes to tried and true favorites like chocolate and coffee. So it's a really cool resource that I'd encourage people to check out.
Well, let's, before we jump into talking about a really special new project, I want to just ask you, from the perspective of somebody who's never really thought about fair ethical trade before, to just say a few words about how, you know, as people who live in an everyday world and consume the way that we do, whether we're young or old or single or married, like, what are some kind of little baby steps that people can take to, first of all, learn about that lifestyle, and then secondly, to start to kind of bring ourselves into this way of thinking about how we interface with the world around us through the way we live and the consumption choices that we make?
Yeah. So I think one thing for me personally that I did when I was first learning about this was just kind of taking inventory of where I was purchasing things from and whether or not I knew where they were coming from. So kind of taking a look at my closet and seeing all the clothes that I had and trying to understand, like, do I know who made these clothes? Are the companies ethical? And then taking that a step further to looking at all the products in my home or the products that I consume on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, and kind of just taking that personal inventory of seeing how much I, as an American, spend on different products. For me, that was really kind of the first step in this journey. And then in terms of learning, it's really just, I believe, a journey and a continuing evolution in many ways, very similar to my faith. It's something I need to foster and I need to spend time with. And same with this. It's not overnight I can change all of my wardrobe or all of my purchases to the most ethical products, right? It takes a lot of time and intentionality. And one of the things very early on that I had to remind myself is that I needed to be patient, and that I needed to not be hard on myself for not being as good as I could be in terms of changing or adapting to this. And so I think having that perspective has helped a lot, because oftentimes I can find like, oh, I'm not doing as well in like this area when it comes to switching products or trying to be less wasteful or more sustainable, and just remembering that it really is a journey and it takes a lot of time. And I think it's just something that is ever evolving.
I think it's interesting that it really is kind of the first step that we have to take is to be prayerfully mindful about our decisions.
Absolutely.
And that when we make this connection to how we, you know, how we consume, whether it's what we eat or what we purchase or how we decorate our homes or whatever, being mindful means that we kind of enter into a relationship with people, which is really what's at the heart of this very special project that we wanted to talk about today, which is Mama Tierra Coffee. coffee. I, Erin, take my coffee very seriously. It's a huge part of my life. And so for me, you know, making the decision to drink a particular kind of coffee, it's actually a daily, you know, it's a really every morning. It's something that I do with my prayer time. And I know that's the case for so many people. What was the advent of Mama Tira, and what is this project really all about?
Yeah. So this project has really been many, many years in the making, even before I came to CRS. The team here had this dream of bringing a CRS coffee from a project that CRS has supported, from a country that CRS does a lot of work in, to the U.S. Catholic population. And so we have been working with our partner, Equal Exchange, for many, many years in Mexico and in other parts of Central America. And this coffee really is a manifestation of our work around the world, our work in Mexico. And we really wanted to highlight not only the Hispanic Catholic community. So from people that get the coffee, you'll see that the bag is actually bilingual. It's in English and Spanish. Mama Tierra means Mother Earth. And we really wanted to highlight our work, but also the environment as well. There's so much that goes into the coffee producing harvesting process, and the environment needs to be cared for throughout the entire process. And so through our work on the ground in Mexico, CRS does so much to help coffee farmers become more resilient, to adapt to the changing climate, to learn about soil health, and to learn about clean water. I learned so much coming into this position about coffee wastewater, and how if coffee wastewater, after coffee's processed, if it's not disposed of properly, it can actually lead to really unclean water that can get into people's drinking water. So teaching farmers about the importance of this, it's been a huge part of CRS's work in Mexico and Central America. CRS is one of the first organizations doing this on the ground. So it's pretty incredible to see what has actually evolved in terms of the work with coffee farmers and now with Equal Exchange being not only a partner on the ground, but also a partner here in the U.S. So this coffee we launched just about a month ago, and we're so excited. It's really special to us because we're able to then tell the story about the people that are harvesting this, the men and women from Oaxaca, mostly indigenous people, and just the hard work and incredible just motivation that goes into their everyday. This coffee is just a symbol of, again, our Hispanic Catholic roots and of our care and love for the environment. And we wanted to share that with all of those here in the United States.
It's really a beautiful project. And friends, we're going to have links in the show notes, but if you're sitting at your phone right now and you want to take a look at this, you can go to shop.equalexchange.coop and then it's /pages/Mama-Tierra. Mama Tierra. And I'm curious, Erin. Okay, well, I'll tell you, I think it was 2015 or 2016, I traveled with CRS to Colombia, to the Nariño region, where you're doing a lot of work with coffee farmers down there. And as any time I travel with CRS, I always like to try my hand at the different jobs that that I learn how to do along the way. So I learned how to kind of harvest coffee cherries. They showed us these bracelets that the workers wear to match the cherry color to a particular color on the bracelet. And that's how they know when to pick it and start that process. And we really saw, you know, from the perspective of the farmers, how the whole process works, and, you know, definitely gave me a great appreciation for what goes into what I just drink so thoughtlessly every morning. All the hard work. And it's interesting there that a lot of the farmers that CRS is working with down there were actually people coming away from the coca trade and into farming coffee, and doing so at a very high level of specialty coffee, because CRS is teaching the farmers down there to actually market their coffee in a way that makes the coffee more profitable for them and more sustainable for their family finances. So that's a really great operation. With the Oaxaca, with the Mama Tierra, is it all grown in Oaxaca and packaged there as well?
So it is grown in Oaxaca. There's a cooperative that Equal Exchange has been sourcing for many, many years. It's called SEPCO. So once it's processed in Oaxaca, it's actually transported to Equal Exchange's roasting facility up outside of Boston. And that's where they do the actual roasting and packaging of the coffee. So it's all fair trade coffee, as you mentioned, specialty coffee. So again, it's ensuring fair prices for the farmers. Equal Exchange is really a leader in the fair trade movement. So we're super, super proud to be partnering with them, not only every day like we have for the last 15 years, but especially on this project, because they're paying a fair price for their coffee. They're establishing long-term contracts. They're investing in community development projects. So they're incredible in terms of going above and beyond just what the fair trade minimum means in terms of price and principles. They really live this out in terms of how they care for their farmers and their staff and how they bring this to market. So that's really a big part of the coffee as well, that it's fair trade and organic. Because when things happen, like just a month ago, the market price for coffee went under a dollar for the first time. Fair trade means that the farmers will still be getting paid the fair trade minimum and their premium. So when there's market volatility, it's really important to be looking out for fair trade and purchasing fair trade. Not only does it obviously mean supporting these farmers, but we can live out our values by choosing fair trade products.
And one thing that you'll see when you go over to the website to purchase this is that you can buy it per bag at a retail price, but there's also a special way to purchase this in a case of five. And actually, it looks like $5 of that goes actually to a contribution to CRS. Is that to sustain this project, or how does that get used?
Yeah, so we get a $2 donation for every retail bag, and then for every case, we get a $5 contribution. And what's really cool is that the proceeds from all of the Mama Tierra sales will actually go back to our work in Mexico and Central America to a variety of coffee communities to help with clean water, healthy soil, and resilient farmers. So it's really equipping these farmers to ensure that they can continue producing for many years to come. So it's a really wonderful donation on Equal Exchange's behalf. We also, for many of the other companies that we work with, we get a donation back. So anytime you purchase from any of the companies we work with, you can feel good about not only are the products great, but a contribution will come back to CRS. For Mama Tierra, as you mentioned, it will specifically go to coffee farming communities.
And coffee is such a rich part of our everyday experience. So often, you know, we find ourselves out and about meeting others for coffee. Now, this is obviously something that you can purchase and bring into your homes, but some people who are listening may have a workplace that they're in, or, you know, some place where you would want to purchase this like on a bigger basis. Can that kind of thing be arranged?
Absolutely. So Equal Exchange has this awesome format that you can do wholesale. You can order wholesale, and they have a whole interfaith program. So you can go online, set up an account as St. Mary's, St. Whatever your church is, indicate that you're a Catholic institution, whether that's a university, a parish, a school, and you'll get wholesale pricing for the coffee, which is fantastic. So you can do that for Mama Tierra and with any Equal Exchange coffee. So again, we love Equal Exchange so much. They're a great partner, and we especially love this component of their organization that they have this program for people to order wholesale.
So the coffee that we have at Coffee and Donuts on Sunday morning doesn't have to be nasty.
It could be the wonderful Equal Exchange Mama Tierra or any of their coffees, but we'd hope people would get Mama Tierra this fall, because we're really hoping to support these communities in Mexico and other parts of Central America. It's a great Christmas present. It's great for those coffee lovers. And we've just gotten so many positive reviews of it so far. People really like the blend, and they said it's a great morning breakfast blend.
It absolutely is. I've loved mine. I went through my first bag really quickly. It's time to replenish. And just in case folks are out and about and maybe they find themselves in a coffee shop and, you know, they're wanting to make an order of coffee someplace like that, you know, how can you maybe support Equal Exchange, you know, in other commercial places? I don't want to say the name of any particular store, but if you're out buying coffee, do a lot of places now carry these kinds of coffees, you know, that we can purchase when we just go have a cup of coffee out someplace?
Yeah. So Equal Exchange actually is in a lot of the major retailers now. So even though we do encourage people to use our links because CRS gets credit, we also understand that we go to Target and we go to all these other stores, and it's really important to vote with our dollars to show these retailers, to show these companies that these values are really important to us and we're choosing these products that are fair trade, that are focused on not necessarily just the product, but on the people behind them. So we are definitely supportive of people buying chocolate and coffee and fair trade and other ethically made products from their local coffee shop, from their local retailer. So if you see fair trade products or Equal Exchange, definitely pick some up.
It's always yummy. It's yummier because you're helping somebody. So Erin, what are some ways for people to connect with CRS and with Ethical Trade, and what are the best places to find you guys online?
Yeah, so we're all over the place. You can check out our website, ethicaltrade.crs.org. Mama Tira is on our homepage. We're also on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us at CRS Ethical Trade. CRS also has some main accounts, but the Ethical Trade one really focuses on a lot of what we talked about today, sustainability, fair trade, purchasing ethically. And we have a lot of fun. We get so many great questions from people that are really just starting on their journey or wanting to learn more about how they can be more sustainable and more ethical in their purchases. So we have a lot of fun with it and really engage in a lot of dialogue with people online, and love to hear from people about their ideas and experiences. So you can check us out at those different places.
Follow along, friends. It's really awesome. And one of the best things that I love about visiting your website or your different social media platforms is to really see directly the people that are impacted by this, what their life is like. And I know firsthand from being, you know, in these places around the world that often we think we're doing this because it actually helps somebody. And yes, that's, you know, definitely critically important. But I often find that I'm the one who's most blessed in those relationships. In this case, blessed by a great cup of coffee, but also by the values of these people who work so diligently to support their families and whose faith is so strong. So thank you for providing a way for us to partner with them.
Of course.
Well, Erin, it's been so fun having you on, and I can't wait to see what I know you guys are always developing new projects. So I hope that you'll keep in touch, and that as things, you know, move along, that we can help to bring other new ideas to our listeners too. Would you come on again in the future?
Absolutely, Lisa. This was so fun. I love talking about CRS and all of the wonderful work, and really, it's just such a blessing and joy to be able to share about all those that we serve around the world, because at the end of the day, that's who it's all about, serving those and being able to tell their stories. So the more that we can do that, the better.
Well, awesome, Erin. Keep up the great work, and thanks again for coming on.
Great. Thanks, Lisa.
Well, friends, that is it for this week's show. I know now that you are definitely having a craving for coffee. And I also know that with the time of the year that we're in, you know, you're just looking at your gift list. So why not just make it super easy on yourself and just head over to ethicaltrade.crs.org and just go ahead and just make that order now so that you know your shopping will be all done. That's a great way to do it. So as we round up this week's week's show, I want to remind you again that I'm always welcoming your feedback. You can reach out to me on social media at Lisa Hendy. I love your reviews over at iTunes. And if you leave us a star review over there, it just really helps us spread the word about the podcast. And if you're somebody who'd like to be my friend and come on this show and share your story, I welcome that too. You can reach out to me by email at lisahendy@gmail.com. So until next week, friends, I hope you have an awesome week and I'll see you soon. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.